What's up, everybody? This is Andy Munoz from The RSL Show. We're doing a quick solo episode labeled RSL Show Hot Takes. Your Real Salt Lake hot takes that we asked for after a 0-0 draw at home versus the Portland Timbers, who, by the way, yes, there were a lot of goals in the Open Cup match, but the difference in squad obviously tells us why that happened and why there were no goals this time around. If you guys tuned into KSL Sports and were able to hear the post-match press conference with Pablo, it seems that there's a little bit of frustration coming from Pablo Mastroeni, which is completely justified. When your team hasn't scored a goal, and I believe the number is 370 minutes, divide that by 90 minutes, and that is in the neighborhood of four matches. So, as a fan base, and certainly as a podcast who covers Real Salt Lake, it's been tough to tune in and enjoy the style of play, the tactical play, when at the end of the day it leads to no goals. Now, when you're watching tournaments like the Open Cup that, you know, we're kind of half in, halfway out the door, do we care about the Open Cup? We don't know. I'm sure we'll care about the Open Cup as more time goes by, but you see glimpses of hope and you see star players scoring goals inside of the Open Cup, but to be frank and to be honest, when you're doing it against USL level teams or not even USL, when you're doing it against B or C squads of teams that you can't beat in league play, it's not really that impressive. Yeah, it's nice that Demir had a few goals versus Las Vegas. It's nice that Carlos Andres Gomez had that screamer of a banger against essentially like a B, C squad, Portland Timbers. It, you know, do we count those? Are we happy with that? Is it fun to watch? Yeah, it's fun to watch, but I don't think anybody really cares. And you know, the team releasing stats like five unbeaten in their last matchups, it just doesn't carry any weight. It's nothing to be proud of. Taking narratives, spinning them, and saying, hey, this is actually a positive. There's nothing, I don't know, you're not doing yourself a favor, you're not doing the fans a favor by putting a stupid spin on stats like that. Okay, anyway. Okay, so we asked for your hot takes after the match, and we're going to just read some of these. We've got quite a few. Twitter was acting up, and so we didn't really hit Twitter in time, but you guys are so active on Instagram. We love all of the Instagram followers. We really do. We really love you guys. So Charles Vasquez says, hope Pablo and his coaching staff can figure it out. We play so wide and send crosses in, but we don't have a nine in there. Enough. If we found the perfect nine, I don't know if much would change. I think there should have been a comment there, but anyways, we understand what he's saying. Pablo Mastroeni in the presser said we need a nine. We need a forward who, you know, his quote was, we need a striker, a forward who understands that their job is to score goals, and if they don't score goals, they don't eat. And there's people like, you know, there's people out there that have that mentality, who've got that scoring, attacking mentality where they know their sole responsibility is to be a striker. And right now we just have players who are playing out of position, who are in that forward role, who aren't necessarily finishers. And we're seeing that, and we're not the only people seeing that. The MLS commentators are having a heyday talking about just that and saying that this needs to be corrected. It's ridiculous. We play in a competitive league, but we're not being competitive. I'm sorry to be so negative, but it's just unacceptable. Like, we demand more. I think when I say we, it's not just the podcast, it's the fan base. Carson Wilcox says, we have the pieces to be an MLS Cup team. We just need someone to finish all the chances we create. Yes. Yeah. You're not wrong. That's exactly what we're asking for, Carson. I think collectively we're asking for that. Now, word's kind of been getting around that. We can't go too deep into specifics, but the Blitzer Group and the ownership, it almost seems like there's a very specific factor that is controlling the spend, and it's kind of trickled down to us in a really patchy way, right? Like it's like a telephone. If you've ever played telephone, we heard it from like this person's friends, whose friend's sisters dated whoever's cousin, back to their friend told us that the powers that be in the group, that there's just one factor that is preventing the group from actually investing into the club the way that we were promised. I like the light show. Cool, whatever. I like the fan engagement. I like the more, you know, hey, let's hire to cater more towards like the Hispanic community. I'm all for that. Let's get the murals in here. The murals rock. But all of those things, they need to go hand in hand with a winning team or a competitive team or a team that can score. All we're asking for at this point now, it's ridiculous. This is crazy. All we're asking for is to just put one in the back of the net. Next match, if we lose 4-0, bad. Really bad. Probably won't happen. If it's 4-1, maybe we're not so mad. Maybe we're happy because we finally scored a goal. And it's a bad sign that Justin Glad is the one tagging these goals. You got to put a lot of... what's the word? You just have to really admire what Justin Glad is doing in the sense that, hey, I mean, dude, him taking a shot from pretty far out, putting it on frame, it's a keeper save. You got to just think, this guy in his head is just saying, F it, I'm going to do it myself. Your defender. How ridiculous is that, dude? You can't help but just feel bad for some of these players who aren't developing, or, you know, they're not unleashing their true potential. Justin Miram leaves. Here's an example. Justin Miram leaves, goes to Charlotte, gets a brace. A freaking brace, dude. It's ridiculous. And I think he's already clocked an assist over there. So what is it? We're all confused. But we did see a little bit of frustration from Pablo Mastroianni last night in the press conference. And some people took that as that he was taking some jabs at the forwards or some of the strikers, kind of saying it indirectly without saying it. But you could kind of tell that the frustration is there. And, you know, even pounding on the desk at moments. When we get more of that, or when we get the video, we'll try to share that. All right. Braden Ashby says, RSL is not going to buy someone like a... Oof. Oh, man, how do you say this dude's name? It's the Greek striker. Guy Koumakis. Wow, I should know this. Or Danny Boanga. But they are going... the Greek striker is Gio, is what they call him usually. Or Boanga. Okay, let's start that again. RSL is not going to buy someone like a Gio or Boanga, but they are going to buy a Giasse Zardes or Kai Kamara and think that is good enough for us to get goals in the summer. And someone, Colton Pranger says, I wouldn't mind us having Zardes, to be honest. Dude, I wouldn't mind having Jesse Zardes or Kai Kamara on the squad, honestly. Compared to what? Compared to who? Think about it. Yeah, they're older. Yeah, they've been around a few times, but those guys can produce. They can score. They're well known. That would actually kind of give RSL some clout, where right now RSL doesn't have any. They don't have any clout. They're really close to losing some fans, I feel. Let's move along here. Nemanja says, we as fans need to stop showing up so they can finally decide to do something. just how Galaxy fans are protesting against their owners. Agreed. Yeah. Stop giving this club your money. Like, just if it's if the on-field product isn't good, why, like, why are you spending money? Right? We've seen people on Twitter say, "Dude, I bought season tickets at the wrong time." And yeah, I'm sorry to say it. I love this club. We all love this club, but right now it's kind of a waste of money. And you know, as you saw yesterday, obviously the weather delay had a lot to do with it. But I don't even think people were going to show up on a Wednesday match. The product on field is just not good. But yeah, I agree with that a little bit. Sorry, I'm being a little heavy here, but if you can't hear the frustration in my voice, or I don't know, maybe I'm saying things that you're thinking. All right, Colm Luker says the 2023 team is below average. We lose to good teams, draw with mid teams, and sometimes can escape with a win if teams somehow underestimate us. Until we figure out how to finish chances or actually buy a striker, nothing will change. Yeah, again, you are right. What's the common denominator here is we're not investing, right? And the argument has always been, well, you can spend the money and it's not going to necessarily produce goals. But, you know, I like what Pablo said yesterday, is that you need a forward, you need a striker whose sole purpose in this world is to score goals, and they know that. And it just feels like, it doesn't feel like, I mean, we're lacking it, right? And we all want to put our faith and belief on a player like Demir Krylov, but Demir Krylov is coming off of injuries and he's trying to get back into the system and he's trying to get back into finding his way with Real Salt Lake again. And we can't put that on his shoulders. I mean, a lot of people have been vocal about his role on the club, but yeah, we're lacking that. Inaki Soto says Gomez is too inconsistent. Nicholas Bodley replied, said, honestly, I think it is expected for a young guy who is new to the league. His spark is so necessary on this team. Nicholas, I agree with that, but how much time is allotted to new players to come in and make a difference? Yeah, we've seen some sparks. We've seen some shimmers. But I think he's overdue for a regular league glow up. He's a little overdue. Will Elgren says Pablo out. Okay, I hear that. Austin, not Pablo Escobar, says when Silva is healthy, just throw Justin up front. Effing sick of these forwards. Okay, that's a statement there. Yeah, that's exactly what I said earlier in this podcast. When you have your defender stepping up, throwing headers into the, you know, basically almost scoring with a header, and then taking a shot, it just really makes you wonder what's going on and why the chemistry just isn't flowing between these players. I don't have any doubts that the locker room is tight, that they all get along. We've all seen them in training. We all see them on social media when they go around and do like their little media tours, right? Everyone's just getting along. We see the TikToks. They're spraying each other with water. They're having fun. Whether it's like the players who are predominantly English speaking, or you've got the Latino players all hanging out and, you know, being buddy buddy. We don't have any doubt that they're all getting along. However, it just makes you wonder why these guys just aren't meshing when it comes to the play on the field when it matters, right? Exclude Open Cup. I don't see this going. Listen, when other teams get further, like semifinals, right? Like, let's say when we start getting to the finals positions in Open Cup, if we make it there, other teams are going to pull out all the stops. And by then, that Real Salt Lake conversation about either contending or winning an MLS Cup Open Cup. Either contending or winning an Open Cup, it's going to fall flat on its face. When other teams get serious about it, We've got no chance unless we get serious about it. And how do we do that? We bring in a forward or somebody steps up. Or sure, yeah, just give Justin Glad the 10 jersey at this point. Pinage Tokyo RM says, we need to finish. We can get the ball to the six-yard box, but can't hit the net to save our lives. Gun to their head, they would still miss. We need a striker, someone who can finish. Yet when the system works, it can be fun to watch. Yeah, I agree. We hear it everywhere. We hear it from the RSL media. We hear it from the fans. We hear it from people on our own podcast. Say that, yeah, you know, this team isn't far away from actually being a tough team to contend with in MLS, but all we need is someone who can finish. These experiments, yeah, they're great, and we always hear, play the young guys, right? But, dude, like, I know we're going to cover this more when we have all the guys on here, but, like, Zach Farnsworth? Love the kid, has a cool story, but that's a young product. That's a young product making a lot of mistakes, not passing when he should, losing the ball, you know, as he's approaching the box. Like, just simply turning it over, not leading up to anything. And if you're... you know, if you're frustrated with the play already from, like, the veteran status and you want to play younger dudes and experiment, well, then you got to be okay with this season just continuing to tank. I don't think you'll have both. I don't think so. You know what I mean? Think about it. We make the roster younger, but then we all collectively have to be okay. We all have to punch our ticket on the Titanic and accept that we're going to die a brutal death and we're going to run into the iceberg on purpose. And I just, you know, I think a lot of people are talk when they say that they would be okay with that. But at the end of the day, they're not. Utah, come on, dude. We live in Utah of all places. Salt Lake City, the most prideful place. You think we're going to be okay with that? I don't think so. It's like that meme, right? What's that meme say with the dude yelling? Are you sure about that? You sure about that? Are you sure about that? Anyways, we got a few more. Mr. Oreo Man. Tickets need to be cheaper based on how bad we're doing. Yes. Dude. Offer a 10-pack of tickets for like $15 at this point. You know what I mean? Do like a free Costa Vida with a purchase of a ticket. Colin Manning says, start Zach McMath up front at this point and see if he can score a goal. You guys are brutal, man. You guys are brutal, brutal, brutal. Brutal. We don't like to be here, but sometimes, man, you just got to laugh. You got to laugh at how ridiculous it is. And it's almost, you got to just accept, hey, if they don't care over there, if the ownership doesn't care about the product on the field and they don't recognize that we need to bring somebody in and we need to make all these moves, if they don't care, then why should we care? Why are we going to give you guys respect when you're not giving us any respect with what you're producing on the field? And that's not to, I'm not throwing that at the players at this point. Ownership, management, coaching. What the hell? All right. Last one. Mark Hymus says, we suck. Fall out. Yeah. I don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough. Being the media, we have such a good relationship with people at Real Salt Lake, but even we can identify when something is going so bad and a shakeup needs to happen everywhere, not just the play. I mean, dude, the social media at some point was pissing fans off. That's crazy. So anyways, This has been Andy Munoz on the KSL Sports Network. Thanks for hanging out. I love you guys. I love all of you guys. I don't know for how much longer. You guys hear about San Diego getting a club? Wow. That's going to be really cool. No, I'm kidding. I'll always be here, man. Real Salt Lake. The toughest club to support at this point. The hardest club to, quote-unquote, believe in sometimes. But that's what makes us a fan base that is fun, right? When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, we'll let you know about it. But we demand more. And I think that's what separates this club from other places. When your club does horrible, the way that Real Salt Lake is doing, fans will give up. They'll hang it up. They'll go support the new shiny team, right? They'll jump over, whether it's a team in MLS or kind of shift their focus to EPL, whatever it might be. But that's kind of what separates us here is, yeah, things suck, but we're not going to be nice about it. We're going to tell you. And we're going to tell you what we think needs to change, even if it's just repeating ourselves. And I think if the club understands that, then their feelings won't get hurt. But, yeah, man, that's as real as I can get. If you guys are Real Salt Lake fans and you guys are still sticking it out, you guys, dude, people, come on. You had fans in their seats till at least, what, 11:30, 11:40 p.m. in the rain on a Wednesday night, fully knowing that they're going to go to work the next day, tired. Kids are staying up late. You know what I mean? You got to respect that. And it's okay for us to be pissed. It's okay for us to be vocal. So I hope the club's listening, and I hope they do what's right. You got to do right by your fans. And if that means switching it up, dismantling, having to break away with your buds, your friends at the club who are allowing things to go south like this, like, do what the dude at the Galaxy is doing. If we don't get into playoffs, we're out. Take a hard look and ask yourself, am I the problem? Because you could be. All right, guys. RSL show on the KSL Sports Network. Guys, there's so much cool things going on. Go to kslsports.com for all the latest news on Real Salt Lake. Also, guys, you guys have to tune in for the pre and the post, and even like the halftime with KSL Sports Zone, that's led by Lauren Beck, Tom Hackett, and Spencer Warren. Man, it's a hoot! It's so much fun. They don't hold back, yo. Like, I heard Tom Hackett say, like, "Yeah, this game sucks. Like, this is horrible." So you're getting the real stuff. That does it for today. We'll be back with a full-on in-depth analysis of what happened versus the Portland Timbers and a preview versus our next opponent. So keep it here, RSL Show on KSL Sports. Also, go check out our YouTube. We put a lot of exclusive content up there. Thanks for listening. See you guys on the next one.